let's, you know, go over the ground rules. Same thing as, and just one step before the temporary injunction process. The burden's on you. So don't ever forget that. In a TRO, if you go, you're asking the judge to put someone out of work. So, and the burden is on you to show it. Don't go unprepared. At the very least, dot your T's and cross your I's. And if you get poured out on another issue, then so be it. And yes, you can, but should you? Maybe you can tick all of the elements for enforcing injunction, but is this really the one that you want to do it on? Especially the closer you get to an hourly employee, judges really don't like that unless they walk out of the door with some trade secrets as well. Get your evidentiary ducks in a row. And we kind of touched on this before. Also, ESI and the forensic investigations, get them involved immediately. If you're working for a big client, they're probably going to have an IT team that can do all of this for you, and that's great. But if you have a smaller client company or you're defending one of these things, you need to know the budget options. There's plenty of services around here, and it's not as expensive as you would think to get a forensic investigator to spend some time on your case. We've mentioned this several times. Focus on that black hat evidence. Get them doing something wrong. That's going to tip the scales, especially on imminent harm. If you can say he or she's a bad guy or gal, then you're probably going to get your injunctive relief, even if you otherwise wouldn't have.